You're listening to Little Love Stories, written and read by Danielle Hines. Short stories about love of all kinds, delivered weekly to your inbox.
Welcome back to Little Love Stories. I'm Danielle, and today's post is it's a short one. It's called Choosing Kindness, and the crux of this is that we're all still learning. I'm still learning. I make mistakes, and you know, I've found that in my life, I can sometimes go from one extreme to the other. So whereas for years, I may have been the one to keep quiet, to hold things in, to pretend. In another phase of my life, I'm telling everything. And there can be a middle ground. And it's all about finding that middle ground and to root ourselves in compassion and kindness, as well as truth, right? Because the truth is important, honesty is important, and expressing how we feel is important. But if that is not grounded in compassion and kindness, we have chaos and we have harm and people get hurt. And I don't want that, and no one wants that. And I have felt recently that some of my sharing on my blog has been passive aggressive and like veiled attack, and you sort of dressed up with nice words, and that is not who I am anymore, and it is not, certainly not what I want to do. I want to move forward and mostly write fiction. That's my favorite. And if I'm not writing fiction, then I'm writing with a sense of neutrality, focusing on lessons and grounded in truth and compassion. That is my new intention. And in fact, I've given up my blog entirely and am moving forward with just this podcast. So that's a really big step. In a line of many big steps in my life lately, we have a new house. We're getting married in the fall, and just moving in more fully to my career as a writer and editor. So lots of good stuff going on, leaving a lot of negativity and just old stuff. Doesn't even have to be negative, just old stuff behind. So that's all I have to share about that today. And I know I've been irregular with posting, and I'm sure most people haven't noticed because they're busy with their own lives. But anyway, as I said, today's post is called Choosing Kindness, and it's a short one, and here it is. I lived in the closet for a while. It's amazing what writing that out does for me. An acknowledgement of my own process, aside from holding space for my ex-husband. I lived on the other side of it with a secret that was not my own. For over a year, as my whole world was unraveling, I had one person in whom to confide. One. And I had God. So perhaps that's where this comes from, this longing to feel heard. I'm not sure, but I will honor it. And I won't stay quiet in order to make others comfortable, because I did that for a very, very long time. Honesty connects us. There are layers to it that, in our fervent attempt to be the good one, we ignore. And I did. You probably won't be harder on me than I am on myself. But when that hardness, that unkindness builds up, it spills over, and there's no way it's not felt. A beloved course teacher, Ken Wapnick, said, "What heals people isn't the brilliance of your remarks or the wisdom of your words. What heals people is the love in your mind." I don't want to hurt anyone. I have invested so much energy in needing to be right that it has brought me away from being loving. It's a process, and I can choose again. I am willing to be a happy learner. It's not about surface behavior or words, though genuine kindness is always ideal. If I'm holding grievances in my mind, I am not at peace. I'm learning this, always learning, and remain willing to have my mind healed. And this is my prayer. May I learn from my mistakes. May I be gentle with myself and others. May my writing echo truth, compassion, and kindness. May it echo the love in my mind. May I hold no regret, and may I instead always be willing to forgive. Holy Spirit, your way is sure. My way is misery. Your way is my will. Amen.
This has been Little Love Stories by Danielle Hines, author of the Sweetwood series, out in spring 2023. To find out more about Danielle, visit her website, writingmiracles.me. Thank you.